Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It was quite the weekend. I got a lot of work done. Not enough, but I got a little bit of work done. I hope you had a good time, too. I saw some family and just a little bit, just for a little while. Went to a young grandson's soccer game. And my husband and I, we had to do a tag team on Saturday morning, and he went and watched, we've got a granddaughter who's a senior and runs cross country. And so he went, because he was kind of into that race and stuff. He did a lot of that in high school. So he went and watched her, and I went and watched the volleyball, soccer game. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and get this day started, okay? For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for being the great I Am that you are, the Creator, the Sustainer of all life, the Savior. We thank you. We thank you for your patience with us and your forgiveness. Oh boy, how we need your forgiveness, Father. We need to be a broken people, and that's a hard thing to pray for. But we know that's needed. We ask for your protection over our president and vice president and in the administration. I ask today, Father, that you will put your hand on Judge Amy Coney Barrett, and that you will make her strong for all these arrows that are going to be shot at her, these accusations. Father, I pray that you will lock the jaws of the lions as they seek to devour this woman and her family. I ask that you will guard and protect her, her family, our president. Give them all guidance and wisdom in their words. And Father, I do pray for the enemies. I pray that they will have a change of heart, and that they will see their own lies and they will repent. May we always seek your ways, for your ways are always, always the best way. I give to you, Father, this hour. I give to you CSE Talk Radio, and I ask for your blessings. May I always bring truth and encouragement to those who are listening. For such a time as this, Father, bring the truth to the forefront. Bring repentance to our hearts. Hear our prayers, O God. Abba, Father, please bring America home. In Jesus' name I pray all these things. Amen. I wanted to... Something came to my attention this morning, and I'm going to share as much of it as I can with you. I won't be able to share it all. We may be going back to it on Thursday or periodically throughout the week and the next several weeks. It's that long. We could learn a lot from the fairy tales of old. Do they even teach those fairy tales today? Do they even talk about them? Do you remember the story of the little boy who cried wolf? He had the job of watching the sheep. He was no King David, was he? He was bored and thought it would be funny to scream and cry wolf, and those in the village would come running. He did this numerous times, just laughed and cackled at them. But then one day, there really was a wolf. And when the boy cried out, nobody came. And the wolf killed and ate his fill, and then he returned to the woods. The moral of the story is liars are not believed even when they speak the truth. Nobody likes a liar. Nobody likes to be lied to. Do you enjoy it? I have an article here. This is what I was telling you about. listing 146 lies the media has told the American people, and that is you. The little boy who cried wolf did it as a joke. He was bored and wanted to make fools of people, adults in the village. Of course, his lying came back to bite him by destroying his herd and the sheep, obviously. Now think of the gravity of that situation. Those sheep were the food for the village, and now they were gone. The story doesn't tell any more of that. But did this village then have starvation? Did they have trouble getting through the next winter because they had no meat, or very little meat? On the other hand, the media today, our own media, which seems to be owned by someone else, lies not out of boredom or laughs to gain laughs. They deceive you, the American people, intentionally. And you should be asking yourself why. Well, they're trying to push an agenda that they know you would never accept if you knew the truth. Now think about that. They push an agenda that they know you would never, ever, you the American people, you their listeners, you their viewers, would never, ever accept if you knew the truth. Now, there are those like Whoopi Goldberg, she's not news, or Joy Behar, that just speak. They're just stupid. I don't know how else to put it. I know you're not supposed to call people that, but I don't know how else to put it. I don't know that they have an agenda other than ratings. And I don't know why any of you watch them. If you do, you shouldn't. So many Americans do. They continue to run with the lies of the media and believe them. There are many Americans who believe them. And then there are those that don't believe them but watch them anyway. Let me take just a moment here to ask you. Do you continue to support the mainstream media advertisers? If you do, you're contributing to their agenda and their lies. You know that, right? Now, I know this is most difficult. It's difficult to avoid. Sean Hannity doesn't believe in boycotts, but I do. I believe that is your voice, America. He's making millions and millions of dollars. They're making millions and millions of dollars. They have dollars backing them without advertisers. But the advertisers need you, don't they? But if the consumer can make a pledge to only buy made in America and change our economy, then the consumer can also make his or her voice heard by who you support in the news. Of course, I want you and I need you to support my sponsors and my advertisers. I need you to use them for your benefit. Liberty Tabletop, My Pillow, Make America, Make Up America, Melody of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and My Patriot Supply. Look on my website to find others who are, they're made in America companies and products, but they don't really advertise with me. But they're waiting to hear from you. Give them a call. If you don't need the product right now, although Christmas is just around the corner, would you at least call them and thank them for using CSC Talk Radio? And let Daniel Turner of Power of the Future know you appreciate him. You appreciate all that he does and for him using CSC Talk Radio for a voice format. You know, he's grown up. He's on Fox sometimes. But he still continues to support me. CO2 Coalition, they need to hear from you. They need to hear from you that you appreciate what they're doing here on CSC Talk Radio. I suggest you make it a Made in America Red, White, and Blue Christmas. I'm working on that now. Okay, end of commercial, and I hear the music. I still have a few more things I want to talk to you about, and then we're going to share these lies. Lies in the media. Thank you for listening to my info commercial there for just a couple of paragraphs. I appreciate that. I do need you. And so do my advertisers. Without them, without you, I can't stay here because I don't have the wealth. I don't have a network backing me. I am the network. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to try and bring the truth of the lies, and we will be right back.
following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
Ladies, Democrats are counting on your votes, but you cannot count on the Democrats. Socialism pushed by our Democrats is an economic theory proven to fail, characterized by state government ownership of businesses, property, and services. The state is in charge of production and distribution of all goods. Social programs and services cannot be offered to you unless they take your dollars and your choices away. Education will not be free. It will be controlled. No school choice. Healthcare will not be free or affordable. It will be controlled. Defunding our local police, disarming citizens, letting prisoners go free is the true existential threat to your safety and your family. President Donald Trump is not the enemy of the Republic. He is the enemy of the political elites and the Democrats, socialists, and the globalists. November 3rd, vote against every Democrat from dog catcher to senator. Vote for President Donald Trump. Let's restore our republic and bring America home. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, the lying media, they need to suffer for what they are doing to you, and that has to come from you. This week, even now, while I'm talking, the Senate hearings are underway to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett. I know I claimed the wrong name a little bit ago, but Barrett should be real easy to remember because there was a pastor in this community. He's passed away now. His name was Tommy Barrett, Brother Tommy Barrett, and he's the one who married my husband and I 40-some years ago. And some of his family is still hanging around here. He had three daughters. I had five sons. Somehow things get evened out. But going back to this, they are plotting to attack this woman. They have been for weeks. In fact, even before then, because they had the list. So they probably got certain people looking at all these individuals on the president's list. But they're going to attack her because of her belief in the sanctity of life. And the Dems believe in, I don't know how else to put it, death. And it is that simple. Packing the court is what they plan to do, even though Kamala and Biden won't come right out and say it. But it doesn't just mean the Supreme Court. The legislative branch, in particular, the Dems, right now, want judges to also dictate law by rulings. And I'm going to share something with you in the last segment of this show that was sent to me by a listener, and he used to be an advertiser, Paul Hamby of Hamby Dairy Supply. I hope you're still using them if you started using them before. He's a good friend. Think an awful lot of him. But the judge is ruling like this is unconstitutional. Yes, it is. And what they're going to do is diminish the balance, the separation of powers. I want to share with you some of the lies, and I want to remind you how important this election is and how you have been deceived. Biden says, why should I tell them? What an insult to the American people. Why should I tell them anything? Just vote for me. Voting is going on right now. Just get out and vote. Vote against Trump. You hate Trump. Vote for me. Well, Biden and his contemptuous communist, Kamala, they won't share their policies because they know you're not that stupid. You know, there's kind of a joke about that. I used to tell my son, he did really well in the job he's in, and somebody gave him a pat on the back and said, we want you to take this on because we think you're the smartest and the best to do. I said, I always told you you were smart, because I had trouble with my kids in school. They didn't want to apply themselves. He said, no, Mom, that's not what you told me. You told me you're not that stupid. I said, isn't that the same thing? To apply yourself? They know that you would not willfully buy into their socialism if you knew all the truth. Remember, they don't want to make America great. They came right out and said that. Old Cuomo did. And they believe it was never that great. They hate this country as it is. There's another saying, wolf in sheep's clothing. That's socialism today. The socialists of today, the Democrats. But if you elect them, or if you vote for one Democrat, you will see the claws and the teeth come out, and they will devour the sheep, the sheeples, and your freedom and your liberties will be gone. This article is put out by Cheryl Atkinson. Atkinson, I don't watch her, but Rudy said he has watched her. She has a list of 146 lies that the media has said, and this starts back in 2016. This particular, the lies were way before then, but they start back here. Do you remember when President Bush, the second one, was president, and the mainstream media nonstop talked about how many deaths were taken of our soldiers, our military, over in the Middle East. Day in and day out, account, account, account. And when Obama got in there, they quit doing it. But yet we still had military dying over there. Right now, not so much. We do lose them once in a while, but it's not like it was. They don't tell that. See, some of their lies are silent. You understand that, right? Well, this goes way back, and some of these things are petty, but they put something in your head. Just because. Because they can. It doesn't have to be the truth. It just has to be thrown out there. You know? Like, maybe the president wears pink underwear. And that's what you're going to... We don't want to look at that. We don't even think about that. But they throw something out there that has nothing to do with anything. Nothing. Well, maybe Nancy Pelosi wears... I don't know. What could we say? We know she has work done. She has to go in and get that plastic all, re-plastic every now and then. Number one lie started back in 2016. Really has nothing to do with anything except they were questioning Melania's visas, that she had overstayed her visa. And that was in 1995. Well, it was untrue. They had everything wrong. And sometimes when they tell an untruth like that, they cover it up by going and they'll give a retraction. But the retraction... Like in the newspaper, it'll be on the back page or somewhere hidden in small print in the middle of the paper. Not on the front page like the accusation was. And then that was in August. And it went from August to the November. They kept that lie going about her visa. Then in October, the New York Times and other media widely suggested or implied that President Donald Trump, who was not president yet, had not paid income taxes for 18 years. Now, how would they know that? They keep crying for his tax returns. How would they even know that? Well, later, tax return pages leaked out from MSNBC ultimately showed that Trump actually paid a higher rate than Democrats Bernie Sanders and President Barack Obama. He also, in October, on the 18th, in 2016, in a Washington Post piece, not labeled opinion or analysis, Stuart Rothenberg reported that Trump's path to an electoral college was non-existent. There's no way this man can win. The polls are all against him. They were all lies. In November 4th of 2016, in a Washington Post piece not labeled opinion or... Oh, I'm sorry, that was the one I just did. It said the U.S. on November 4th of 2016, the USA Today misstated Melania Trump's arrival date from Slovenia. Amid a flurry reporting that questions her immigration status in the mid-1990s, going back to that 95 thing once again... You know, I thought they loved and protected immigrants, especially the illegal ones. Well, that was all debunked. November 9th, election night. Early on election night, the Detroit Free Press called the state of Michigan for Hillary Clinton. Trump actually won Michigan. January of 2017, now we have a president. If you remember January 20th, CNN claimed that Nancy Sinatra was not happy at her father's song being used at Trump's inauguration. Sinatra responded, you remember, those boots are made for walking. That's not true. I never said that. Why do they lie, CNN? Actually, I'm wishing him the best. Nancy Sinatra. On January 20th of 2017, once again, Zeke Miller of Time reported that President Trump had moved the bust statue of civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Do you remember that one? I kind of remember that one now. He hadn't moved at all. Not at all. Oh, we thought he had. He must have been standing in front of it or something. These things are petty. But what it is, it shows you that they have no truth within them. You should not be supporting them, and you should not believe a word they say. Remember, a liar is never believed even when he tells the truth. Although I can't remember the media here ever telling us the truth in recent decades. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a four-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, friggin' snake oil and all that. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I said, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Most of these lies I've been sharing with you have been petty. Most of them have been petty. But there's a purpose in petty. They diminish your trust of the president or whoever it is that they're claiming their pettiness against. And so when the lies get bigger and bigger, you're going to go, oh, oh my. But when they debunk the lie, they don't stop saying it. So let's jump forward to May 10th. Of 2017. It says multiple outlets, including Politico, this would be number 17 in the 148 lies. Multiple outlets, including Politico, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, AP Reuters, and the Wall Street Journal reported the same leaked information that Trump fired FBI Director James Comey shortly after Comey requested additional resources to investigate the Russian interference in the election. The New York Times, Matthew Rosenberg and Matt Apuzzo, and CNN's Sarah Murray reported the information in sentences and paragraphs that omitted attributions, as it were an established fact. The Washington Post, Philip Rucker, and Ashley Parker, Sarah Horitz, and Robert Costa, oh, good old Bob the Costa. No, this is a different one. Robert Costa wrote news articles in the style of opinion pieces and from an omniscient viewpoint, as if they were somehow in the midst of Trump. For example, they reported every time FBI Director James Comey appeared in public, an ever-watchful President Trump grew increasingly agitated that the topic was the one that he was desperate to avoid, Russia. Other reporters, Reuters and Dustin Volz and Susan Cornwall, did properly attribute the claim. The Justice Department Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe said the media reports were untrue, and McCabe would added that the FBI's Russia investigation was absolutely resourced, adequately resourced. Okay, that began the Russian collusion. And it goes on and on and on. The next one has something to do with that as well. Well, no, it has something to do with they claimed that Trump wouldn't listen to the interpreter of one of the prime ministers from Italy. That was debunked. That wasn't true. We go on and we go on and we go on in these lies. Now, these are 146 lies, and she explains each one of them. There's no way I can share every single one of them with you, but I want you to remember what they did to this president and continue to do to this president today, because they do not tell the truth. And when they tell a lie, they never come back, or they do it in fine print. And they never, ever suffer any consequences for their lies. America needs justice. Don't you agree? The Russian collusion hoax cost you the tax dollars, millions and millions of dollars, and they want to continue it. They want to start something else now. But nobody that lied to you, nobody that set this up, is going to be held accountable, it does appear. And I'm a little bit irritated about that. And you should be too. You pay your taxes, and then they go up there into the House of Congress, and they think nothing of spending $43 million on a hoax that they knew was a hoax. And now we have the Durham investigation that has brought forth nothing. So the president is trying to get as much of this information out to the American people as possible, but the mainstream media isn't showing it. You can see it on Fox, maybe a few other outlets. There are all kinds of other, they're like me. They're outlets that don't get heard too much. Epic Times. I want you to pray about Epic Times, because I really want them to come on board with CSC Talk Radio. Would you do that for me? I haven't figured out how to get a hold of them yet. They'll send a reporter once in a while, but I can't seem to get a hold of who I want to advertise. They are a truth newspaper, and they're an old-fashioned newspaper. You can go online and read it, but they will deliver a paper to you in your mailbox. You will have it in print the old-fashioned way, where you sit down and drink your cup of coffee with that, or your tea, or your orange juice in the morning, whatever it is you drink. These lies continue. They continued. We have seen one man sacrificed after another for the sake of making Trump look bad. Look what they've done to General Flynn. Look what they've done to Carter Page. Look what they've done to so many of them. And they lie, and they lie, and they lie. Roger Stone is another one. And they lie, and they lie. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, put all this into place. She paid for it. And there were Republicans behind it. Yes, there were. The late John McCain helped. Why do you think his wife is now supporting Joe Biden? They hate Trump. Why do they hate Trump? Because he's not a part of the deep state. And they were. Why do you think Congress's salary, their income, not their salary, but it's pretty big too. Their income is so much greater than the average American. And there's something wrong with that picture, America. And you should be angry about that. Because they are not representing you. And they have showed you that through this election with Donald Trump. They didn't want him, but we did. Don't let them turn you against this man. This man is fighting for you. He's the only thing. Remember what I said about the soldiers? The heroes? Remember what I said about the bravery? They're the ones standing between you and those who would cause you harm. Donald Trump has taken many a blow. He's rich and he can probably afford it, but he's lost a third of his income. He's lost a third of his wealth. He sacrificed for this nation. He didn't have to do that. He could have said, I'll let it go, socialist. I don't care. I've got money. You know, like Bloomberg, de Blasio, Cuomo, Pelosi, Schumer. AOC is getting quite rich, too, by the way. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they're all millionaires. Some of them are more million than others. And the Republicans as well. Mitch McConnell is quite wealthy. And some of those Republicans, they're not pushing things that the president needs them to push. But these lies continue. They continue. They go on and on and on. Russia, 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 this and that, the taxes, no taxes. He doesn't pay taxes. He's not as wealthy as he says he is. Petty, petty lies. Are you buying into them? I have a meme here. I want to share it with you before we go on to the next segment. That I saw it on Parler this weekend, and then I tweeted it out on Twitter. Remember the good old days when Barack and Joe were in charge? Let me refresh your memory. They got a picture. A picture of a gas sign. When regular was $5.49 and 9 tenths. I've never got that. 9 tenths. I don't know why they do that. Plus was $5.59. Supreme was $5.79. What is it now at the pump? $1.82?
Yeah, it's under 80. $2.
Yeah. Remember that? Remember that when you go to the polls. What was your gas then and what is your gas now? And it says if you believe in the science of math, well, we'll get to that when we come back. And then I have something very serious to share with you. Not that this wasn't. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
American liberty is in the fight of our life, and we need a battle plan. Thomas Jefferson stated, "The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared, and will continue to be so for many years to come." We're under a political monopoly, working against the Republic and calling the U.S. a democracy, which is mob rule. The battle plan has been given to us by Thomas Jefferson. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. November 3rd, remove the corruption and evils of the Democrat socialism. From dog catcher to senator, vote out every Democrat. Once the Dems are severely rendered in the numbers, the Republican Party can no longer hide in silence. November 3rd, re-elect Donald Trump and give him the Congress we, the people, deserve, and let's bring America home. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Turn to listening to CSU Talk Radio. I have three things that I want to share with you before I do a reading to you for you. Number 145, because these are a little bit more familiar to you in your memory, but you need to go back. I'm going to post this article on the show's Facebook page. Now, Facebook, we talk about lies. Facebook has now, I'm not allowed to boost any posts, not that I was boosting them because that costs money, but now I'm not even allowed to. Because they don't want the truth to get out. You see, they're socialists, and they don't want you to know the truth. And if you know the truth, you will rebel against them. It's not always the lie. Sometimes it's not telling the truth that is the lie. But on September the 21st in 2020, number 145 lie was Newsweek falsely reports that a particular Catholic group associated with the Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett inspired The Handmaid's Tale, set in the fictional Gilead, where women's bodies are governed and treated as the property of the state under a theocratic regime. False. Later, Newsweek corrects the story in small print, I'm sure. 146. Politico's playbook author, Anna Palmer, tweets out the breaking news that President Trump lost the Nobel Prize after apparently mistakenly believing his nominations were for the year rather than, was for this year rather than 2021. So I heard that lie too, and I didn't follow up on it. And before we get to this from Paul Hamby, I'm going to share this to you, with you. If you believe in the science of masks, but not the science of life beginning at conception, then you do not believe in science. You believe in a political ideology. I like that. I like that a lot. Because they know it's life That's why they sell the body parts. It's life. Paul Hamby. He wrote this for an editorial in his newspaper there in the town where he lives in Maysville. He says it's our 53rd edition of Liberty Thought for the week in the local paper. This is what he said. George Washington offers some interesting perspectives in this election. I read his farewell speech and some other of his documents. He was not the smartest or best politician of the day compared to, say, Jefferson or Franklin or Madison, but he was a man of great character and purpose. I hope you enjoy this Liberty Thought by Paul Hamby. In the 1970s, King George III asked his American painter, Benjamin West, what General George Washington would do after winning independence, and West replied, "They say he will return to his farm." The incredulous monarch replied, "If he does that, General Washington will be the most distinguished of any man living and demonstrates the greatest character of his age." Indeed, he did. George Washington resigned as general of the American army and returned to his farm. Then in April of 1789, he graciously and humbly accepted the position of our first president. After two terms as president, he stepped down. America is a republic. Did you hear that? America is a republic, not a monarchy, and I have no desire to be a king, said President Washington in his farewell speech. Washington's actions and speech sent a strong message that one man should not become a despo for our federal government, should not become an empire of power. He spoke about protecting the balance of power, but let there be no change by usurpation. For though this, in one instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. Wow. Washington set the standard for presidents to serve a maximum of two terms. That stood for 150 years until FDR. George Washington would not recognize America today. We more resemble the authoritarian monarchy he declared independence from than the free country that Washington fought to create. The federal government took major leaps of power in 1913 with the establishment of the Federal Reserve Central Bank, the 16th Amendment that taxes individuals' income, and the 17th Amendment that changed how U.S. senators are elected, effectively diluting states' rights in Washington, D.C. Let me read that again. I want you to understand what they've done to you. The federal government took major leaps of power in 1913 with the establishment of the Federal Reserve Central Bank, the 16th Amendment that taxes individuals' income, and the 17th Amendment that changed how U.S. senators are elected, effectively diluting states' rights in Washington, D.C. You know, the D.C. that Pelosi now wants to make a state. This all happened in 1913, and it wasn't by accident, my friends. FDR made dramatic attempts to implementing socialism. He succeeded on some points. However, one of his biggest losses was an attempt to expand the number of Supreme Court justices so he could stack the court in his favor. An important lesson to keep in mind while voting this year. Lyndon Johnson implemented the next big expansion of the federal government with the Great Society and the War on Poverty. Both have been failures in their stated mission, but have the intended effect of making our central government larger, stronger, and more socialistic. The Patriot Act and Obamacare brought even greater power and expansion to the federal government. COVID-1984's legacy could be the next step in bringing socialism to America. During 2020, governors, mayors, judges, and health departments, bureaucrats have closed businesses, closed schools, isolated nursing homes, residents, imposed lockdowns and mandates in quest for power. These actions were not based on sound or settled science. Most Americans sat down and sat back and watched our freedoms be taken away for the lie. It was for the greater good. Joe Biden said he would have implemented national mandates and national lockdowns. In Biden's view, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights can simply be set aside when there is a virus on the loose. I wonder in what other circumstances Biden believes he does not have to follow the rule of law. In matters greater, who wins the presidency? It matters greatly who wins the presidency November 2020. Actually, it matters way too much for our own good. George Washington and the Founding Fathers never intended for our central government to be so large, intrusive, and authoritarian. The lasting legacy of this 2020 election season and this COVID-1984 pandemic should be that we pledge to reduce the size, scope, and power of government at all levels, but especially the federal government and the 443 federal agencies that not only enforce laws, but also create laws. On Election Day, you are not voting for an office holder. You are voting for the direction of the future of America. It's time for America to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Yeah. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at DGScoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.